Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's the great debate as Chicagoans, O'Hare or Midway. That's where we are taking today's Melissa versus Austin. We brought our producer Kyle in to mediate this fight. Kyle, why don't you lay out the ground rules?
Very simple. Each of you have 30 seconds to make your case whether Midway or O'Hare is the better airport. And at the end of it, me and the text line at 312-946-4995 will decide a winner. Melissa, you won the pre-show coin flip. Would you like to go first or second today?
I'll go second.
Second. Mm. Okay. Austin, which side are you taking today?
I am taking O'Hare.
I liked it. Okay, you got
airport.
Yo!
Okay, you have 30 seconds to make your case for why O'Hare is the better airport. Are you ready?
I am ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
Listen, Santa, if you like landing on the roofs of people's homes in the middle of a neighborhood, then Midway's for you. But for me, like the rows on the airplanes I fly, I like space. I want a smooth takeoff and landing. I want historical context
seconds.
As well. Do you know how many movies are shot at O'Hare? Do you know how many movies are shot at Midway? The answer is just, probably because there are not many room to fit in a film production crew. Midway fits in
seconds.
That neighborhood the same way you try and fit in the same pants you wore in college. You can squeeze in, sure, but they're not comfortable.
Five,
I'm going to try and land this
four,
plane. I can guarantee
three,
it'll be a smoother
two,
landing than the one you'll get at
one.
Midway.
Oh, with a little bit of time to spare. Good work there, Austin. Now, Melissa.
Yes.
You have to make a case for why Midway is better than O'Hare. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
At Midway, your coffee is still warm when you get through the security line. Midway feels like a neighborhood bar, not like O'Hare that's like an overrated club where you get an $18 drink spilled on your shirt. Although O'Hare parking garage is like a black hole. You're in and then you never come back out.
What?
The Midway runways are so short that you can get in faster and still have time to call your Uber. Mm. Now, O'Hare is like dating. Someone who's amazing on paper but awful in real life. Mm. And you know what?
Five,
O'Hare's flights are more
four,
expensive. O'Hare,
three,
more like O
two,
the Fair.
One. Ooh, with a second to spare. You know what? I do love a good pun. All right, guys. I also took to Facebook at US99 Chicago to see what the vibes of this Melissa versus Austin would be. Brett said Midway for those in the southwest suburbs, much easier to get to. Tony in Aurora said O'Hare, so many people getting there. Luggage lost at Midway more times than others. And with Facebook and the text line, I have made my decision. In the case for which one is better between O'Hare and Midway Airport in Chicago, I gotta go with Austin and O'Hare on this one. Our text line agreed.
What?
847 texture O'Hare, hands down.
Oh, fine, people.
Oh.
Go to O'Hare.
Okay, we will.
Yeah. Go.
There's plenty of flights we can take.
Yeah.
International.
Yeah.
It's great.
And room to take off.
Yeah.
Pay the extra money.
Yeah.
Don't get Southwest Airlines.
More like, oh, baby.
The Southwest is also now at O'Hare.
No, it's new design. I was hoping you didn't know.
Are you guys ready to play?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
One's Gotta Go, of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which one has got to go. Joining us on the phone right now is our guy, John, in Woodstock. John, okay, never mind. Just kidding. John dropped.
Where'd John go?
No.
John dropped.
I love Woodstock.
John was taking his kids to school, he told me.
Really?
Yeah.
John,
aww.
What's going on?
I mean, multitasking is hard with kids.
So. I get it.
We'll go ahead and start without him unless he can get back in quickly.
All right. We'll start with this one from an 815 texter. Melissa, one's got to go.
Yeah.
The color green or the color blue?
It's easy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say the color blue has to go.
Really? Why is that?
First of all, the house is filled with green. Okay. Mm.
It's like, houses?
Yeah. It's like, those are some of my accent colors.
Is that just a throw up from you?
Hey. She's sick alone. Hey, leave her alone.
Stop. You're the worst. And anyway, green is also the color of money.
Oh, good point.
And I'm not talking about the movie. I just mean...
Wait, what?
The color of money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. That was a really topical reference. Austin.
Yeah. She had to dip her toes into that pool.
Austin, one's got to go. Green or blue?
Green's got to go. Easy. First of all, not everything's about money, Melissa. Mm. Okay? The sky is blue. Our teams, the Bears are blue.
So are
the
Cubs.
The Cubs are blue. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of good things are blue.
Oh, yeah.
I still think most people like green as a color.
I'm blue every
day. My eyes are green, Austin.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly why I'm choosing blue. I'm blue every day I come in and I have to work next to Melissa.
Oh my gosh, calm it down, guys. Austin, this one's for you from a 773 texter. One's got to go. Having hiccups for the rest of your life or having to crawl everywhere? Which one's got to go? Man.
Crawling everywhere would take forever. Give me the hiccups. So the crawling's got to go.
Okay, Melissa?
I'll say the hiccups have to go because they can be very painful. Mm. And I think after a while you wouldn't be able to eat, and I want to eat.
That's
so
fair.
So I'm going to be crawling on my hands and knees anywhere I have to go. Plus, it's easier on your back.
Also, probably get great abs because you'd be having to do a lot of core strength there.
Yeah, for sure.
So everything's coming up, Melissa, there. Okay, last one. Both of you guys. 630 texter. One's got to go. Using your feet for hands... or using your hands as feet? Melissa, which one's got to go for you?
I'm going to say the one that has to go is using my feet for hands.
Why is that?
A lot of times, you know, I think feet can naturally be a little more stinkier, a little more smellier. Sure. And so I don't want to be able to smell that. And I also want to be able to grab things easily.
847 texter, without blue, there is no green. Interesting point. Austin.
this might be one of the most, the biggest Sophie's choices that we've had on this show. Because if you use your hands for feet, you go to shake someone's hand, your hands are dirty from the ground.
Fair.
But if you use your feet for hands, then you got to shake someone's hands with your foot. And that's just weird. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is weird. But...
I'm going to say hands for feet has got to go.
Okay.
I'd much rather pick things up with my feet, I guess.
Okay.
That's so weird, though. Moving a mouse on a computer with your foot.
Think how much you can get done on the ground with hands for feet.
That's true.
That is true.
You'd
be like that guy that's in our gym that's always walking on his hands.
First thing that came to my mind.
That dude's weird.
Why do you work out that way, dude?
What are you working out?
If one's got to go is not serious.
Melissa.
Austin.
We could all use a vacation, right?
Yeah.
Well, what happens when you need a vacation from your vacations? At least that's what I'm pretty sure our guy Andy in Oak Park is dealing with. Andy, what is going on?
Yeah, hey guys. So my partner, she insists on planning surprise trips for us, right? Which is, I mean, lovely. It sounds romantic. I'm like, that's so sweet of her, okay? Until, I realize into it that I am footing half of the bill for something that I did not even get a say in.
Oh my gosh.
You understand what I'm saying? I didn't get a choice in any of this. And so I don't really know what to do. So I'm basically calling you to ask you, do I call this out or do I accept this like as her love language and this is just the price of love? Like, what do I do here?
Do you like what she plans out for you? Are they good? Is it enjoyable?
Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes she makes some choices. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Okay. Sometimes it's cool, but sometimes I'm like, no, this is not what I would have done.
You're right. Like, it is extremely sweet. I think you should convey that to her.
Okay.
But I also think you should put some gentle gloves on and just say, I think we need to talk about budgets, you know, and like almost like bring up just the financial aspect that it's putting on. I mean, both of you too. I mean, like keep her budget in mind as well, but convey to her like, you know, like sometimes when you do plan these trips, you're planning things that I necessarily wouldn't pick, whether it be for price or even just taste. So like, let's maybe just do this, like see if you can scale it back.
Right. This is good advice.
Is it more price that is an issue, or is it more destination and what you end up doing?
I guess I just feel like if I'm going to spend some money, I might as well get it in an area that I like better. You know what I mean? It's hard to cough up half when it's like, this isn't what I want at all.
Right.
It sounds like she enjoys doing it because she is doing it. She's making all these plans. Could you put a small list together of, this is great, I love you, here's five things I will never want to do, and five places I will never want to go. And
guardrails.
Exactly.
Yeah, boundaries. Yeah.
Thank you.
Boundaries.
That's a guardrails or boundaries. And then she's obviously going to be much more likely to be spot on doing things that you both want to do. What do you think?
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. Andy, like, you and I are guys, like, so, you know, we very rarely, we just kind of jump into things and very rarely prepare. This, you'll need to come prepared for. You come prepared to have this conversation with her. And so that way you handle it with the best intentions.
Yeah. Okay. All righty.
All right. Well, Andy, thank you for calling us, man. And look, next time she surprises you with a trip that you don't want to go on, just give it to Melissa and I. We always are looking for taking vacations away from the other one.
But at a discount.
Yeah.
Deal. Yeah.
And especially if it's to Istanbul, right, Mel?
Oh, I love Istanbul.
Yeah. All right.
And if you need any advice, feel free to email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
I think this is one of the most interesting debates that we maybe have ever brought up here on this show. It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. We've got our producer Kyle in here because he was just telling us about a debate him and his family were having over the weekend.
Yeah, so I was out at my brother-in-law's place celebrating my niece's 2-year-old birthday party.
Aww.
Obviously with kids, the conversation led to Frozen.
Yeah.
And we thought about this question, I want to say, for like 2 straight hours. And the only reason it ended was because we had to leave their house. Who's the main character in Frozen?
Oh my God.
Because you're going to think, your immediate thought here, which is mine, Elsa. Sure. You know, she was the one who started everything. She was the one who let it go. She's doing her own journey.
Yeah, right. She is the one that makes things frozen.
However, my brother-in-law fought very, very hard for Anna because more lines. She's driving the plot most of the time because Elsa's away.
She's the one that wants to build a snowman.
Exactly. That's how everything kind of began. That was one of his arguments. And now I don't know where I am at in this argument, but I'm curious for all those parents and kids out there. 312-946-4995. Who is the main character in Frozen?
We're opening up Pandora's box with this one because I feel like this is going to be a very, for lack of a better term, heated debate.
Do you also know how many parents have watched Frozen with mm-hmm. their kids?
Hand raised.
This is like burned in their brain right now.
It is my daughter's favorite movie. In fact, we are going on year 2 where she wants yet another Frozen-themed birthday party.
Gosh.
Wow. So I should run this question by her, but I don't think she knows what main character is.
Also, I don't know if she's ready to get this heated on the radio. Right.
Okay, so 312-946-4995, our text line and our phone line are open. Call in. We want to know where you come out on this debate. Anna or Elsa, who is the main character of Frozen? 312-946-4995. I feel strongly about this. I have an opinion that I'm going to give coming up next.
Nice.
Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So of Disney's Frozen, who is the main character, Anna or Elsa? Give us a call. 312-946-4995. Then maybe once and for all, we'll be able to let it go. Ella in Oak Forest.
Who's the main character of Frozen, Elsa or Anna?
Anna.
Wait a minute, Ella, your name is one letter away from Elsa, and you're going with Anna?
All right, I have red hair, though, so I gotta stick with Anna.
Oh, yeah, you do? What are the other reasons why you think she's the main character over Elsa?
She's the main story plot, and she's just trying to be loved by everyone.
But without Elsa, is the movie still called Frozen?
She's just just, you know, a plot in the story.
She's just a plot in the story.
What?
Just a side character, you know.
Oh, my God.
Just happens to freeze things. Well, listen, Ella, thank you so much for weighing in. Your vote has been tallied.
Thank you.
Melissa, it's very clear where I come out. I've got to go Team Elsa on this. The movie is called Frozen. She's very clear. Maybe she's not in the movie as much as Anna, but Elsa is the main character.
734 texter agreeing. It's obviously Elsa. Halloween costumes are Elsa. The cover of the movie is Elsa. Anna is a strong supporting character, don't get me wrong, but it's sounding like Elsa.
Mel?
It's got to be Anna because she's the one that changes everything in the movie. She's the one that helps her sister. She's the support that her sister needed. Her sister would be nothing without her.
We did get one tally from an 847 for Olaf.
Oh, Olaf.
Outside pick there.
Yeah, respect. He's so cute.
I'll allow it. Brooke in Fox Lake.
Who's the main character, Elsa or Anna?
Anna.
Anna, really? Why is that?
Because she has to get her boyfriend.
She has to get her boyfriend. So it's the love story that makes her the main character.
Yeah.
Without Elsa, though, I mean, are we even any... Do we even have a story?
Yes.
We do?
What would be the story?
Yeah. How she... Elsa doesn't really get, like, her... Yeah, she rides on the powers from her aunt. But Anna gets her love for life, and that's basically how the story goes.
Right.
Okay. Brooke, thank you so much for weighing in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Saying Anna is the main character of this movie would be like saying Elliot is the main character of E.T., okay? The movie's called E.T.
Elliot is the main character.
No, the alien, the extraterrestrial is the main character. Bradley and Portage.
Who do you think's the main character? Do you think it's Anna or Elsa?
Anna.
And, I love this. Tell me why.
For all the reasons that his brother-in-law agreed with, but also she had the villain with Hans. She also had Kristoff, so the prince, the lover. And then she also has Olaf, so the little character, best friend, animal. Which is pretty much every princess that's the main character has all three of those.
Good point. I didn't even think about that. And she's got more lines in the movie anyway. I think that makes her a stronger, bigger character, don't you think?
She does.
Okay. This is like saying the little boy is the main character in Air Bud, okay? No, Air Bud's the main character. Elsa's the main character of Frozen. Without her, nothing is Frozen.
Yeah, but that's it. That's all she has.
That's all. She's got nothing else.
That's all she needs.
Anna's got everything else in the movie.
Okay. All right. Well, listen.
That's so funny.
The main character.
Okay.
Yep. I'm right there with you.
Bradley, just do us a favor. Make sure you dust off the statue of Melissa in the town square of Portage, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Thanks so much.
No problem. Bye.
Look, I am just blown away that...
Told you.
We did not get a single phone call for Elsa.
That's because Elsa's not the main character.
You know what? You're not the main character of this show. How about that? Yeah.
True.
Yeah, let it go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Well, it certainly won't hurt Billy Currington if we get to some great news, right?
I'm so glad you're saying that. It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me. You are also going to feel so great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining.
Mackenzie in Glenview.
What's your great news?
It's my birthday.
Oh, come on, Mackenzie.
Hey.
What number birthday is this?
11.
11
years old. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. What are you going to do for your birthday?
Well, we kind of just had family over last weekend.
Okay.
Oh, so you already celebrated?
Well, today's my actual birthday.
Yeah. What kind of presents did you get, or at least what did you ask for?
I asked for a lot of games.
Games?
Games?
Oh, that's fun.
Like board games, video games? What kind of games?
Board games.
Okay. What? Give us an example of a board game you got.
Geography trivia.
Geography trivia. Oh my gosh,
what?
Mackenzie.
That's cool.
You know, I am right there with you. Like, I don't know if you love geography, but I absolutely love geography.
Do you love geography?
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Do you know all the states and capitals?
Yes.
Do you?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What's the capital of Alaska?
Juneau.
Yeah.
You're very good.
Okay. What about Vermont?
Montpelier.
Nice.
What about Nevada?
Carson City.
Good job.
Okay. There are four states with the word city in the capital name. What are they? You just named one.
That's hard.
Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Nevada.
Carson City.
I have no idea.
You got this. You got this, Mackenzie. Think Midwest.
You got to go through all the states.
Missouri.
Jefferson City.
Oh,
yes.
In Minnesota.
Is
oh, wait, no.
St. Paul, yeah.
I actually can't think. I'm going through the states right now.
Think Midwest again. Luke Combs sings about there ain't no love in this state.
Oklahoma City.
Woo woo.
Well done, Mackenzie. You know what? I want to play this geography board game with you.
We're so excited that you called for your birthday. We love celebrating birthdays. Happy, happy birthday
yes.
to you. And I love that you called sharing this great news. So thanks so much, Mackenzie. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Something we do all the time on this show is talk about our kids. Something we don't do all the time on this show is get serious when Oof. Talking about our kids.
Yeah, almost never, right?
Melissa, what's going on?
Well, there are moments as a parent when you realize your kids are starting to fade away from you. And what I mean by that is they're growing. And as they grow and mature, mm-hmm. they want more and more independence. And when that happens, you get less and less attention. You sometimes feel like your kids are not that they're not as close to you, but you start to feel the difference between that little kid warmth and wanting to cuddle.
Sure.
And then they start to feel like they're leaving because ultimately they do. There's that day when they go off to college
sure.
or they leave the house and you think, oh my gosh, a lot of people have empty nest syndrome.
Yeah.
Right? It's really difficult.
And your role as a parent changes.
It does. And then, so I had one of those situations happen. And without going into too much detail, but I know I've talked about it before, both Porter and I struggle with ADHD. And so with those problems comes a lot of trials and tribulations. Because with ADHD, you have late developments. And with the late developments, I'm talking about like with friends and that kind of thing. Well, Porter and I were very close because he had a little bit of difficulty with that growing up. It was heartbreaking because there was so many different ways that you saw the struggles.
Sure.
So then because the friendships were affected by that, it took a while for him to develop those. Well, now he is starting to develop those, even though he's about 4 years behind emotionally. He's there now. He's definitely there. He somehow, I feel like he's caught up. And he's got a bunch of friends in school. And for the first time ever, this is what we're celebrating. He has this friend that he himself invited over.
Nice.
And they decided they were going to go hang out. And he had never on his own, and he's 14 years old, gone on a bike ride with another kid without me setting it up.
Wow. Really? Okay.
That's
awesome. And he did that just recently.
And he just did that. He packed a backpack. He put water in there. He cool. took some money. And then he told me he wasn't going to be home until 9 p.m.
Wow. 9 p.m. Bike rides. Dang, he's dangerous.
Okay.
And I mean, I had such a jarring moment of, oh my God, of happiness, sadness, excitement. But I cried. I sat there bawling my eyes out because you see these different milestones. And I know kids all reach them at different points in time in their life. But it's these milestones where I realize he's just not a little kid anymore.
Right, right.
And he's growing up and he's finding his independence. And I love it, but I also hate it.
Yeah.
And every parent knows that you have to let your kids go. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, they're still in your heart. They're your babies. But it was the most beautiful yet sad moment of my life when I realized this kid is no longer a kid. Well, he is now a teenager, and I can actually see him going out on his own now.
Well, not only are you, you're not alone in this. And, thousands of parents right now are like, I am either going through it or I went through that. But also, people have grown up with you and Porter on the radio.
The amount of people at events that will come up and say, I've known Porter since the day he was born, it's always wild to hear.
Yeah, there's a connection there for sure. And Mel, I just want to thank you for opening up about it. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, well, of course. I just figure a lot of people can understand and relate to the fact of your kids are slowly slipping away as they get older. Right. And you sometimes just wish that they would stay little babies.
If you were to look at any clock in America right now, it'd say 8:35-ish. You know, it won't give you the exact time because it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are dear friends Tim in Lake Villa and Terry in South Haven. Terry, why don't you say hello to Tim?
Hi, Tim.
Tim. Hey, Terry, how are you?
Yeah, there we go.
Don't have a delay like that, Tim, when it comes to your name buzzer.
Got it.
You guys are up for tickets to go see Keith Urban. And these aren't just any tickets. These are tickets in the suite at the United Center. And these tickets are sweet, awesome. I'll tell you that. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
You betcha.
With all of that said, let's play. Question number one. The song Barefoot Blue Jean Night is sung by what golf-loving country star? 3 seconds.
Terry. Dirk Bentley.
Is it Dirk Bentley? It is not. Tim, you got a guess?
No, not right off hand.
We're looking for Jake Owen.
All right, maybe you guys can get this one. Question number two. What country music singer sings the songs Cowboy Songs and Mind on You?
Tim. Morgan Wallen.
Is it Morgan Wallen? It is not. Terry, you got a guess?
No.
Okay.
I appreciate the honesty.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was George Burge, who just played our last Lodo show at Joe's. And our next Lodo show was just announced with Scotty McCreary on November 23rd.
$15 tickets at Joe's Live, Rosemont.com. Question number three, still anyone's game, 0-0. What artist's hit single features the lyrics, I'm riding, I'm loading up my pistol. I'm riding, I really got a fistful. I'm riding, I'm shining up my saddle. I'm riding, this snake is gonna rattle.
Tim? Bailey Zimmerman?
Is it Bailey Zimmerman? It is not.
Terry?
No.
I don't even have a guess. Looking for Luke Combs. Luke Combs from the song Back in the Saddle.
Okay.
Well, it's still 0-0 with question number four. What was the name of Reba McEntire's long-running TV sitcom?
Terry. Reba.
Is it Reba?
It is.
All right, we got one.
All right. Terry takes an insurmountable 1-0 lead. With the fifth and final question. What country star and Windy City Smokeout alum is nicknamed Mr. Christmas? 3 seconds.
Tim.
Tim.
Dierks Bentley.
Is it Dierks Bentley? He loves that guess.
He does,
of Dirk
I
Bentley.
Know, right?
It is not.
No.
And Terry, we'd go to you for your answer, but we don't necessarily need to. It's the guy from Elmhurst College, Mr. Brett Eldridge. And with a 1-0 lead, Terry, you're going to Keith Urban in the suite.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
See, sometimes it only takes one answer.
That's right.
To get you to win tickets. See, it got you through.
Tim, try us back this time tomorrow because we're going to be playing for these tickets yet again, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.